Nesivot Shalom on Tefillah. We are finishing up the first Ma'amar. We are on Ot Dalet. We are in Ma'amar Aleph Ot Dalet on page Kuf Pei Dalet. Says Nesivot Shalom. ובאופן מיוחד שייך כל זה בתפילות השבת שכל עניינם שירה וגעגועים. This topic that we talked about last time, this is definitely more of a continuation from last time than they usually are. He says this concept of singing in tefillah, of the depth of song bursting out through tefillah, he says this is exceptionally relevant to Shabbat in particular, which is all about song and all about emoting. Zeshir shevach shel yom ha'shvi'i shevo shavat kel mikol melachto, as we say in the tefillot on Shabbos, this is the praise of Shabbos. This is the song that's coming out, that on this day we stop from all of our malacha, we stop from all of our creative activity. V'yom ha'shvi'i mishabeach ve'omer, again, this is all part of the tefillot on Shabbat, that the seventh day, mishabeach ve'omer, he praises Hashem and he says, mizmor shir liyom ha'shabbat, tov lehodot l'Hashem v'chule, how great is it to praise Hashem. Shabbat itself is mamish praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'shabbat hi me'in olam haba. Because Shabbat is a taste of olam haba. V'chol tefiloteha, mivta'im omek hishtokekut leharagashat kirvat elokut. And all of the tefillot, all of the words, the way that it's phrased, it's all getting to the depth of this desire to feel a closeness to godliness. That's what Shabbos is really all about. The kol inyan ha'tefillah b'Shabbat, and the whole concept of davening on Shabbos, of the tefillahs of Shabbos, hu ach lehagid shivcho shel makom, is just to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachayin ita b'chazal, therefore it says in Chazal, why don't we ask for refuah on Shabbos? Why don't we keep the bracha of refa'inu in the tefillah on Shabbos? People still need to be healed on Shabbos. Why do we leave that out? Shema yizkor sheyesh lo chole betoch beito. Because you don't want to even mention there's somebody sick in the house. V'lechora, ma bekach sheyizkor sheyesh lo chole betoch beito. Adrabba, shepalel alav. Meaning, what kind of answer is that? Lest you remember that somebody's sick in your home. I mean, that's something you might want to remember, and remember it by davening for it. We want to daven that this person should get better. So what's the issue of mentioning it, and why is that a response? Why is that the answer? We don't want to say refa'inu on Shabbos, lest you remember that somebody's sick in the house. Says the Nesivot Shalom, Acha'inyan she'im bechol yishchelek ha'tfilah shol she'elot tzrachav uvakashat rachamim v'tachanunim. The idea is that on Chol, on the regular weekdays, there's a whole part of the tefillah, the whole centerpiece of the tefillah of Shemona Esrei, is where we ask for things. We're asking for rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supplicating before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal yidei zeh mamshich lo Yeshua, that through this we bring out Yeshua, we bring out salvation. Lo chein b'Shabbat, this is not the case on Shabbos. Umitoch tefillah shel shira. Sorry, I skipped a line. Lo kein b'Shabbat, sheyishua ba'a az la'adam rak al yidei shemagid shivcho mitoch tefillah shel shira. Where does the Yeshua on Shabbos come from? On the week, where does the Yeshua come from? During the week, we daven for things, we ask for things, we beg for things. That's the Yeshua of the week. The Yeshua on Shabbos comes from praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what brings about the Yeshua on Shabbos. Asking is not a chilak of Shabbos. Everything is as it's supposed to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for 6 days. And then on the seventh, everything is as it's supposed to be. What brings about Yeshua on Shabbos? Not asking for something. What brings about Yeshua on Shabbos is the tefillah itself, is the shira itself, is the praise and the song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. That's what brings about the Yeshua, because the nature of Shabbos, it's qualitatively a totally different type of day. And that's what brings it out. You don't need to ask. The tefillah, the shevach, that brings out the Yeshua's on its own on Shabbos. Shimadrega yotel yonah, because it's on a higher level. The ein sarich lebakashat rachamim malachola. You don't need to ask for healing on Shabbos. Shidarga yoter ktana mi'erech ha'tefillah shel Shabbos kodesh, because it's too small for Shabbos. Asking is too small for Shabbos. Shabbos, you gotta go big. Shabbos, you gotta praise. Shabbos, you gotta sing. Shabbos, you gotta let your heart sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sing poetry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper way. Asking isn't enough on Shabbos. It's too small for the reality of Shabbos. We need to go bigger and get into it from a totally deeper place than we can normally access so easily during the week. Yes?
So we're not allowed to ask for things on Shabbos?
Correct. That's actually halakha l'maaseh. You're not allowed to ask for things on Shabbos. Yes. That's why we take all of the requests out of davening on Shabbos.
That's why there's no Shema Kolenu.
That's why there's no Shema Kolenu. Correct. Meaning along with all of the other middle brachot.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah, I told you to wait. We don't ask for da'at. We don't ask for you know, easing our suffering, for fa'inu, for parnasa. All the middle brachot are taken out. Shabbat is a time where we just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes.
I have a question in general.
You can ask it, I'm going to answer it, yeah?
Are you supposed to, like, send your personal tefillin to Shema Kolenu, or like, Chayim Tzur?
Both are legitimate places to put them, depending on where and how, but they're both legitimate places to put them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was reading a Rav Ben Keshav's Kodesh.
Good for you.
Can I say a comment instead of a question?
Yeah.
I was reading Rav Ben Keshav's Kodesh, and he gave, like, this, like, story of, like, this man who would go ask for, like, money from people, like, because he's poor, and, like, if he wanted like bigger donations, he would just he wouldn't ask for money, he would just make a relationship with that person, and then eventually they would like want to give more money. So it's like on Shabbos, it's all about making a relationship with Hashem, so that for generally you have a relationship.
Nice, that's a nice parallel. I like that. That was from Rapingus.
From Shabbos.
Beautiful, excellent. Thank you for sharing, Molly.
I know I'm doing something that's not the Shabbos.
So we do make odd exceptions, the same way that we still say a tefillah for cholim at the bima, and we're like, we slip in, Shabbos imi lizok urufuah krova lavo, like, but on Shabbos we're not allowed to ask, we're not allowed to cry out, and hopefully the refuah will come, and it's like, but we just said a tefillah for the sick person. So there are interesting instances where we do allow for certain things, but in terms of the formal tefillah, we take all of the bakashot out of the formal tefillah, that's for sure. Okay, let's keep going. Bottom line of Kuf Pei Dalet. Bottom line of the right column. V'hu al derech te'ita, top of the next column, b'mechilta. It says in the Mechilta, in the Midrash, Parsha Pishalach, ala pasuk, Hashem ilachim lachem. It says in the pasuk, Hashem will fight for you, meaning Hashem will be the one to fight your battle, as there is in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Amru Yisrael l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael said to Moshe, Moshe, ma'alinu la'asot. Moshe, what are we supposed to do? Amar lahem. Moshe said back to Bnei Yisrael, Atem to you mifa'arim umiromimim v'notnim shir v'shevach gudula v'tiferet l'misha malchut shalom. Your job is to praise and to put on and to elevate and to give shir v'shevach and to sing and to give the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the one whose malchus it is, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'dafk al yidei zeh shayu mifa'arim umarim nivka lahem hayam. Meaning, what caused the sea to split? That they sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they dove into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what made the sea split, he says, based on this Midrash. V'lachin amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, in the Psukim in Parshat Bishalach, before Kriyat Yamsuf, he says, and it's a wild Pasuk, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to dive into him. And Hashem says to Moshe, Mati Tzakelai, why are you screaming out to me? Meaning, why are you diving to me? And he says, he explains here in the Tzivos Shalom, Ki be'eit ratzon, because when it's a time like Kriyat Yamsuf, Ein tzarich tzaka. You don't need to cry out. You don't need to scream. You don't need to beg. You don't need to ask. You just need to sing. When it's an elevated time, it's not the time to ask. It's not the time to scream out. Just to sing and to let your heart out and to connect, and that will bring the Yeshuot. And that's what really brings about Kriyat Yamsuf. That's what can mamash split the sea. That's what can bring the biggest salvation. Asking is a deep level to achieve during the week. When you enter into a reality of Shabbat, which is automatically on a totally different and more elevated level, the goal is to just let the song pour out. Just to let the Shevach pour out. And again, you think of what we talked about last time in Otz, I think it was in either Bet or Bet and Gimel. Gimel. We talked about in Otz Gimel, just like so many of the examples that I gave of just times when we're supposed to sing, so many of them automatically link into Shabbat. We talked about Kabbalat Shabbat, the Friday night dinner table, the Shabbos day table, and the Shalashuddis, the deepest of the deep of Shalashuddis. The ones that so frequently come to mind, there's also the Malava Malkos, but that's also connected to Shabbos. Right? There's also Rosh Chodesh, there's also Kumsitzes, there's also concerts, there's also many other things as well. But when we think about singing, it's incredible that this day just revolves around song in its essence. This Mirot of Shabbat. You would think every Shabbat, you know what you should do? You should down every Shabbat, and every Shabbat just learn all of Hilchot Shabbos, and all of Hashkafas Shabbos. Somebody once pointed out to me, like, you don't have to. You want to know what every, you want to know every single thing of Hilchos Shabbos and every single thing about Iskava Shabbos? You know what you do? Sing the Smiros. It's an incredible thing. And like, in 10 songs, it covers so much of what Shabbat is about. How does it do it in just 10 songs? 15 songs? 20 songs? How does it do it? Because the song is so deep. Because a song is beyond. A song is beyond the words of which it is comprised. It's so much deeper. It hits so much more to the core. It's saying so much more than is on the surface. That's the beauty of Shira, and it's why we sing on Shabbat. It's why, despite the fact that, again, somebody like Rav Shlomo went around and sang all day, every day, all year to every Jew around the world, what sticks with us more than anything else is Kabbalat Shabbat, or Smirot Shabbat. There are still CDs being put out just of his Nigunim for Shabbos Kodesh to sing from the Amud and to enjoy together as a Kehillah. Almost all the songs that you sing if you've gone to a Jewish day camp, that you sing at the Kumsitzes and at the Shal Shittises, there were so many good. There were so many more, but the things that stand out the most, the songs that are the deepest, the songs that just pour out in a totally different way, where we're able to connect, because it's the essence of the day, is Shavach, and Shira, and Hoda'ah, and connectivity on a supernal level with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Shabbos Kodesh. That's the greatness, it's an aspect of the greatness of Shabbos Kodesh. Somebody had a hand. Yeah.
So why do we have a conscious meaning? Why is it like Yom Kippur supposed to be like Shabbos time?
Because the essence of the day is totally different. The essence of the day is tshuva. Meaning, there's a deeper level to what tshuva is. Meaning, you could look at tshuva very simply as asking for forgiveness for the sins that you did, but without getting into a whole Yom Kippur conversation or even a whole tshuva conversation, tshuva is much deeper than that. The whole root of tshuva is lashuv. The idea is you're really begging to reconnect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what we've been talking about. But the potential is so deep there to reconnect in an even deeper way. We're really begging for that reconnectivity, which requires tshuva for the sins, but more importantly, just an embracing of the fact that we're connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, we sing all of Yom Kippur. All of Yom Kippur. I mean, there's a seminary where their theme song is Mari Kohen all year round. Why? Because that's the height of the joy of Yom Kippur, is singing about. I mean, I hope they understand this. I'm sure the Rebbeim, you know, understand it, and the people who are there were a little farther along understand it. But like Mari Kohen is just like is the recognition of the fact that the Kohen succeeded in the Avoda. What other day of the year do you see Shana Aleph and Shana Bet girls singing and dancing about something that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, revolving around slaughtering animals, throwing them off mountains, and burning incense? Meaning, like, that's not something that we do, but on that day, it doesn't matter. We connect to it through song. So on both levels, whether you want to remove the song, which I don't think we should, which is that it's all about tshuva and to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or you might say, no, that's exactly the point, and that's why we're singing the whole day. We only ask for tshuva, as far as I understand. That's the only thing we're asking for is tshuva. Sticha and kapara, sticha and mikla kapara.
It's
not a day that where bakasha is not allowed, so I think it would be okay, I think. I'd have to double check. But it's, meaning the fact that it wouldn't be prohibited, if it's not prohibited, I don't know, doesn't change the fact that the essence of the day and the essence of the tefillah is about connectivity with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and forgiveness for sins, which is about that connectivity with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we sing it the whole way through. Let's keep going. Next paragraph. Umishumkach, because of this, Hashar l'Shabbat yamirat shir shirim. That's why the way to get into Shabbat, the entryway to Shabbat, the gateway into Shabbat, is shir hashirim. It's a beautiful, beautiful minhag, particularly in the Sephardic communities, to say shir hashirim erev Shabbos before lechadodi. I don't know if they do it before mincha or after mincha. I assume it's after mincha before Kabbalah Shabbos, but it's a beautiful, beautiful minhag of saying the entirety of Shir HaShirim before Shabbos starts. What is Shir HaShirim? It's a poem. It's a love song about our connectivity to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we're supposed to go into Shabbat. The Shar to Shabbat is saying Shir HaShirim. Shamru Chazal, My Rebbe would always say, like, that's one thing that he always wanted to do. He said, like, I really want to get a minyan together so we can say Shir HaShirim going into Friday Night Davening. That was one of the things that he wanted to do because he related to this concept. He relates to this concept. Shamru Chazal, as Chazal say, Kol HaKetuvim, famous line, Kol HaKetuvim Kodesh. All of Ketuvim are Kodesh. All of Ketuvim are holy. The Shir HaShirim, but Shir HaShirim, which is in Ketuvim, it's not just Kodesh. It's Kodesh HaKadashim. It's the holiest of holies. It's the Kodesh HaKadashim itself. What was the Holy of Holies? We talked about this in the past. The Holy of Holies, the centerpiece of the Beit HaMikdash itself. Sitting there is the Aron. On top of the Aron are the two Kruvim, the two angelic figures that are facing each other, gazing lovingly at each other. One of them reflective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of them reflective of Klal Yisrael, gazing lovingly in each other's eyes. It's all about the one-on-one relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. That's what it's about. And so therefore, we sing Shir HaShirim, which is Kodesh HaKodashim, going into Shabbat, where we unify with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and become one. V'al derech pirusho anifla shel ha'Or HaChaim HaKadosh, v'sifro rishon letzion reish Shir HaShirim, as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says in the beginning to his parish on Shir HaShirim, Shemakshe, lama ne'amar Shir HaShirim, asher li shlomo, velo shir asher li shlomo, or shir shlomo kimo mishle shlomo. Why does it say Shir HaShirim, the song of songs, which is the shlomo? Just say Shir asher li shlomo, the song of shlomo, or shir shlomo, or the shir of shlomo, like it says mishle shlomo. What is Shir HaShirim? What's this double language? Umevo'ar al derech ma'amar chazal, and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains, based on chazal, shashir hazeh, Banui binao shlomo biruach hakodesh al zman hagalut. That this shir of all shirim, this shir Shlomo had with ruach hakodesh about the exile. Vim shilo lemelech shigireisha tamalka, and it's a mashal of a king who sends the queen out into exile. V'chashvu kulam. And everybody thought that he wouldn't go and take back the queen who he exiled, because he sent her away, and she was different, distant from his heart. And the son that the queen gave birth to before she was sent out, he goes, v'halach etzel ha'av v'diber oto, and the son of the exiled mother comes to the king, and he speaks to the king. V'hevin mimenu shelibo im ha'malkah, when he's talking to him, he realizes that his heart, that the king's heart is still with the queen. V'halach etzel ha'im, v'hevin mimena sheliba shalim im ha'melech, and the son goes to the mother, and she understands that the king's heart is still with her. V'kasher yada mima shebilibam zel zel. V'ra'ayek shemishtokakim lazel. Once each one understands what's really in the other one's heart, and they see that they desire each other. Amad v'chiber shir, achad mima shebilev hamelech el hamalka. He got up and he put together a song that was in the heart of the king and the queen. V'shir achad ma shebelev hamalka el hamelech, v'zeh shamar shir hashirim shir hamurkav mibet shirim. V'hu al derech mashal ahava shebein kutshebricho v'Yisrael. So he's saying here is that then this, meaning just to recap the story because I did it in piecemeal, right? This king goes and he sends out, he exiles the queen, and she's so far away that she thinks she's never going to come back. So the son of the king and the queen goes to the king and starts talking to him about the queen, his mother, and realizes that really the king is still in love with the mother, is still in love with the queen that he exiled. And so he runs over to his mother, the queen that he exiled, and he talks to her and realizes that she also, the same thing. And through all these conversations, the king and the exiled queen realize that they still love each other, and they come back. And then what happens? Then when the son sees his mother and his father, the king and the queen come back together, then he puts together a sheet. He writes the song that was in their hearts. He writes the song that was in their hearts. And that's why it's called, says the Or HaChaim, Shir HaShirim. Why Shir HaShirim? Because it's not just a shir. It's a song of two songs. It's a song of the longing, not just of Klal Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael. It's the song of the songs. It's the song of the longing on each side of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, one to another. lot to take in there. It's very beautiful. V'zeh she'omer shir ha'shirim shir ha'murkavi bet shirim. The song which is comprised of two songs. Well, derech mashal, it's the mashal for ha'ava shebin kud shabrichu v'yisrael. This is a mashal for the love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma she'omer kud shabrichu al kanes Yisrael, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. O ma she'omer kanes Yisrael al doda, and that which Klal Yisrael says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This back and forth between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's back and forth. Ma she'omer kud shabrichu al kanes Yisrael, ma she'omer kanes Yisrael al doda, ad kam l'shono. That's the lashon of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Says the Nesivos Shalom, reflecting on this piece from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. B'Shir HaShirim, in this beautiful, beautiful poem, this love song we call Shir HaShirim, Ganuz habitoi lechol hamitrachish v'amitcholel b'ptimiyut libo shel Yehudi ha'homel lekud shabrichu. Inside of this, hidden inside of this, is the emotion, is the essence of what every Jew feels who wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's desperate to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, desperate to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back the way you felt it back in the day. That's what Shir HaShirim is. That's what we can access through Shir HaShirim. It's an incredible thing. Read it. Read Shir HaShirim. Will you understand all of it? No. Do I understand all of it? None of it. Read through it. Read through it with an open heart. Feel a part of you that perhaps you've never felt before. Where Shlomo is singing the words of your heart, crying out to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because your heart, your soul, your neshama misses HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. Don't read it with all the English mefarshim that are going to explain to you all of the depth and the chiastic structure and the dual meaning and the... Put all of it aside. Just read the pshat. Just read the words. Just read the actual translation if you don't yet understand the Hebrew. And let your soul sing to want to reconnect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo sang the song for us. We need to let the words out. That's what it is. That's what Shir HaShirim is. Kilimrot hayot tamid mutrad mevubal. Ve'eno yodea be'ezo olam hu nimsa. Because a person is always, we're so distracted. We're so unclear of what's going on. And we no longer know where we are. We don't know what's up and what's down. Deep down in our heart, there's a fire burning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a fire. And it could be that you've tasted it one moment in your life. Maybe for a month, maybe for a year, maybe a huge chunk of your life, maybe for a second, maybe not at all. Maybe you felt it when you finally got to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you felt it when you finally got out of Bidud. Maybe you felt it on Rosh Hashanah. Or maybe you felt it on Yom Kippur. Or maybe you felt it when you were out of Bidud on Yom Kippur and you got to go to find it, you got to go to your Shiurim. Whatever it is, when you really started your Shana Aleph. And again, throughout life, there are different moments you feel that fire. But when you're in life, normally, when we're in life, even if you felt it for a moment when you were in high school, between your studies and ignoring them and then cramming for them, and then for sure not wasting your time on stupid social stuff, but then dating a lot of people, through all the things that we muddy up our mind with, through the issues with figuring out where you're going to go to high school and how you're doing with your grades and how you're going to talk to your college guidance counselor, your Israel advisor, and the boys and the girls and the social dynamics and the issues and all the stuff that's going on and stuff with parents and family. And when you come here, even though there should be nothing on your plate, somehow the world manages to distract us. And certainly when you get farther along in life, everybody listening on here definitely knows what comes on the next stages. The distractions of college, of actually dating for marriage, of moving on to the next stage, the distractions of work, the distractions of family. And again, some of them are wonderful. Some of them are painful. Some of them are challenging. Some of them are incredible. But this world is a world of distraction. This world is a world that throws us off and doesn't let us feel that spark, feel that fire of ruchnius, feel that fire of spirituality, that in those moments we had with clarity, in those moments we thought would burn forever. And the answer is, says the Nesivos Shalom, it is, and it does. That fire burns forever. That fire burns forever. That fire inside, that love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that desire and demand for spirituality, It burns forever. I spoke to someone today who said they're not feeling it as much. They're a little bit out of it after the beginning. That fire is still there. That fire is still inside. It never goes away. The issue is to just get past all of the distractions of life, all the stuff flowing through our minds, flooding our minds, clouding our thoughts, burying our hearts, muddying our souls. Let the fire out. Let the fire rage. And that's what he's saying here. Deep inside our hearts, there is a fire burning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that we need to light it. We just need to let it out. Asher mayim rabim lo yochlu lechabot et ha'ava, as the beautiful the pasuk says, you can pour as much water as you want on it. Endless waters can't put out the fire of my avat Hashem. Nothing can. V'yishper rishpe'esh shel hevet Hashem. A mamish aflame for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'cheini gam avatoi barach alamo Yisrael. And so too is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. Al derech te'ita ba'avodas Yisrael, as it says in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael. Ki ha'chorban lo haya ela bivatei brai. Aval bivatei goe. אמרו חזל שכשנכנסו האויבים בקודש הקודשים, מצאו את הכרובים שיהיו מעורים זה בזה. המורה על גודל אהבתו יברך שמו לעמו גם בשעת חורבן. It's an incredible thing, חזל say, that when they went in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they broke down the walls, they broke down the surrounding walls, they broke down the Ulam, they broke down the Kodesh, they broke into the Kodesh HaKodashim, nobody belongs there. Nobody goes there but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Nothing is there but the Kruvim. The Kruvim, which we said, what represents the Kaddish Baruch Hu, what represents Klal Yisrael. And the Chazal tell us that when we do Ratzon Hashem, they face each other. When we don't do Ratzon Hashem, they face away from each other. Can you imagine how far apart they must have been when the Romans came in and broke down the walls and exposed the Kruvim? Can you imagine? They must have been clawing at opposite sides of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We had sunk in so low to lose the Beis HaMikdash. And the Romans break down the walls and they look inside. You know what they find? They find the Kruvim. Say Chazal, embracing like a husband and a wife. Not facing away. Embracing like a husband and a wife. How do you understand that? How does anybody understand that? We just lost the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, no, you did something wrong, and there are big problems here, and you're going to need to go out to Galut. But the last thing I'm going to show you, and the last thing I need to tell you before you go out to Galut is, I love you. And that fire's never going to go out. And your fire's never going to go out. And yes, this is going to be hard. And yes, this is going to be painful. And yes, there's so much we need to fix. But the last thing you're going to see as you leave Yerushalayim, as you leave Beis HaMikdash, are the Kruvim embracing each other in a pure connection of love. Because that's more important than anything else we're going to tell you right now as you go into Churban. It's an incredible concept. It's an incredible concept. Uveshir Hashirim, and what is Shir Hashirim? Uveshir Hashirim Azeh, Nichnas Yehudi al Shabbos Kodesh. With this Shir Hashirim, with this concept of the Kruvim bound together, of Kodesh HaGadashim, where the Kruvim are bound together for all of Galus, for the entirety of the exile, that song of these lovers who need to come back to each other, which is Klaus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Shabbos, that's on Nichnas to Shabbos Kodesh. And if I don't even know where in Tanakh Shir HaShirim is, I don't know what the words mean, I don't know how to read it, I don't have enough time, it's a short Shabbos, it's early in the winter, all the excuses in the world, fine. Even if you don't go into Shabbos Kodesh saying the prakim of Shir HaShirim, as you sit down on Erev Shabbos, whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're davening Kabbalah Shabbos, whether you're simply lighting candles and stopping for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 15 seconds to take in the organos that you just brought out. Whatever it may be, stop and embrace Shir HaShirim, your own internal Shir HaShirim. As you look at the flickering light of the candles, see it bringing out the inner flame of love that you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Drawing it out. Drawing it forth. As you gaze at the lights that you just lit, of the ore that you just brought out. Gaze at it and let feel it, pulling out, pulling towards it, the flames of your inner Ahavat Hashem. You don't have to read Shir HaShirim to be Shir HaShirim. If you can read it, even better. But you don't need Shir HaShirim to be Shir HaShirim. Kol HaShavua Haya Eich Shiyah. The whole week was what it was. Ach b'Shabbos Kodesh Kulo Shira Lefanav. But on Shabbos it's all song. Migodel HaTshuka V'Avai Lavi Barach. Because of the great desire and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all song. We're crazy people. We're crazy. What people takes 1/7 of their lives, 1 out of every 7 days, stops and does nothing but eat, drink, and sing? We're insane. We're crazy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it comes out on Shabbos. More than so than any other day of the week. It comes out on Shabbos. And embrace the insanity of it. Embrace the amazingness of it. Embrace the love of it. And let that fire grow inside. Let it out on Shabbos Kodesh. And those who embrace your kingship will be joyous on Shabbos Kodesh. Keep a Shabbos Kodesh, next page. Husru kol ha-mechitzot va-mechasim shabin Yehudi la-aviv Shabbat Shemayim. Because on Shabbos, all of the dividers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they mamashly all go away and we just feel that closeness. And you're a single turning of page. We're on this page. Over here. Page Kuf Pehe. Okay? 2 lines in. Ukehemshech l'knisato shel Yehudi l'Shabbos Kodesh is a continuation of getting into Shabbos Kodesh. Matchila karkach betfilat hodu l'Hashem kitov kilom chastom. Afterwards, we go in and we say the words hodu Hashem kitov, praise Hashem, because He's good, that His chesed is forever. Shetikena baal Shem tov zichrei ganalenu lomar shir ze be'erev Shabbos Kodesh lehalat ha. I don't know what that is. Tov. That really bothers me. Tov. He was talking to say this at the beginning of Shabbos Kodesh. V'gam ha'pashtut yish b'perek zeh shel ha'arba shetzrichim lehodot b'toy malei l'chol me'oraot ha'shavua sh'yudi over b'gashmit v'ruchaniyut. In the simple pshat of this Mizmor Tehillim, that again, we don't necessarily have in our Siddurim, I'm curious if there are any, which Nusach they're in. But the Baal Shem Tov would say this, I assume that it's in Nusach Sfar, at least. They would say this Mizmor of Tehillim, very beautiful Mizmor of Tehillim, that in the pshat of this Mizmor of Tehillim, in this parak of Tehillim, it talks about the four types of people who most need to say Oda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm understanding this right, it's the one who goes through, if I remember correctly, one who goes through the desert and survives, one who goes through the sea and survives, one who goes through a great sickness and survives, one who goes through prison and survives. That these are the people who most need to say Oda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These become the foundations for, you know what you say, when back in the day we used to be able to get off of airplanes. The bracha. What? Birkat HaGomel, thank you. The foundation, the four things, say HaGomel for. Some say yes, some say no. Depends. Some say yes, some say no. I'm not getting into it. It's a machloket. Many do say it though. These are the four things that are brought out from this Mizmor of Tehillim. These are all the things that a Jew goes through during the week, that we go through in Gashmias, the difficulties we go through in Gashmias, in physicality, in Ruchnias, in spirituality, to the point where we get through everything, and we're able to give thanks and praise to Hashem. V'chol seder Kabbalat Shabbat, and all of Kabbalah Shabbos, now coming to things that Bezrat Hashem, if you are davening yet, Bezrat Hashem, you're davening, and you're saying Kabbalah Shabbos, that if you're davening now, you'll start to recognize. V'chol seder Kabbalat Shabbat, all of Kabbalah Shabbos itself, l'chu neranana l'Hashem, or we come and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'cha dodi, come and meet our beloved, hear the words, l'cha dodi likrat kala p'nei Shabbat nekabbalah, l'cha dodi, come my beloved, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come my beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's take hands together, likrat kala, let's go receive Shabbos together. We're dancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the Queen of Shabbos. Pnei Shabbat Nekabbalah, let's receive Shabbos together. That's why we turn around and we face the back of the shul, because the shul faces east, we turn west. And we go and we run, we're running away from the sunset, so it gets darker quicker. They're bringing Shabbos faster. Back when it was Metakin, they would stand in the fields, they would run away from the sun, they would run in the opposite direction, so it would get darker faster, to be Mekabel Shabbat, to bring in Shabbos faster, to bring Shabbos into their hearts, to greet the queen. That's how it was Metakin, that was how it was established. Not a bunch of people turning around and bowing in weird ways, not knowing what's going on, like they're walking in circles. Right? Understand what we're doing here. Hear the words, you read the words of Lechadodi. You hear the words of Lechadodi. Read the English. Understand what you're saying. Get into them. It's Kabbalah's Shabbos. Think of what it's even called. It's literally called receiving Shabbos. You want to get into Shabbos? Here's a great way to receive it. Do the thing called receiving Shabbos. That's what it's called. B'mikabel Shabbat. This is how to get into it. L'chad odi likrat kala. Come with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go greet the queen. Let's go greet the Shabbos Malchusa. Mizmor Shir Leom HaShabbat, Tov Lo Lashem, again, and it's all singing of praises. After that, after Lechadodi, we say Mizmor Shir Leom HaShabbat, we sing the Shir of Shabbos, which is Tov Lo Lashem, it's good to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKiddush, V'Hazmirot Shabbat, Kiddush on Friday night, the Zmiros of Shabbos, V'Hashir HaKadosh, Ka'ech Sof Noam Shabbos, the beautiful, beautiful Nigan, the beautiful, beautiful song, the Zemer, the poem of Ka'ech Sof Noam Shabbos. If you've never sang it, Bezrat Hashem, you'll sing it soon. Somebody will either come here to say it, you'll come to my house, and now I won't sing it because it'll end up being a solo. But Bezrat Hashem, you learn Ka'ech Sof. You want, I can send it to you on MP3, just to hear I have a file of it. Just to hear beautiful, beautiful Nigunim. The holy Nigun of Ka'ech Sof. Shebomit Vateta Havavat Shukukud L'Shabbat, which inside of it, if you understand the words, it's all about this desire for Shabbos, the love of Shabbos, the desire of Shabbos. Kulam Omrim Shira Havavat Shukukud Kilshono HaKadosh Shalav HaKadosh Will Be Aaron HaGadol. This is all singing and love and desire that's coming out on Shabbos, like the Rav HaKadosh Rabbi Aaron HaGadol said, Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Cholat Avatecha. Shabbos Kodesh, my soul is sick in love for you. That's how the words of the song go, of the poem go. V'nafshot Yisrael b'chsel k'nafecha yichsayun, and all the souls of Klal Yisrael should be under the shade of your wings. Kimokin b'yom haShabbat, and then on Shabbos day, Shacharis, getting into Shacharis and saying Shacharis with Kavana. Hatfilah, in the Tefillah on Shabbos, what do we say? Nishmat kol chai tivarech et shimcha. The souls of all living beings are singing your praises. These are the things we're heading into Shabbos. Here are the overt theme here. It's not subtle. It's singing, praising, loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu if we just actually get into Tefillah, which is the topic of what we're talking about. We're in Nisivo Shalom on Tefillah. To get into the tefillah, if we only were to daven with kavana, this would all be a davar pasha to us. But we don't have kavana. We don't understand. We don't care to look into the words that we're saying. We don't care to read the English. We don't care to look at it beforehand. If we just get into the words of the tefillah, we would understand what Shabbos is automatically. This would all be a davar pasha to us. The ruach kovasar tifaeru tzoramim v'chule, and the flesh of all living things is glorifying and raising up a Kadosh Baruch. If you read the words of Nishma, like he says here, is there any song that's stronger than the words of Nishma? And I encourage all of you, this Shabbos, before Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, while you're davening Shacharis, pause your Pesukei Zimra, read the English of Nishma. It's so powerful, it's so beautiful. Feel a little bit of Shabbos through the words of the Tefillah. As the words of Nishmat go, all the mouths are thanking you, and every tongue is speaking of your name, and every eye is looking longingly for you. This is what our whole life is. And all know you, and all are davening to you, and all are praising you. Rabbi Kaminker is a godin alino. Al Rav Hakadosh. Mikoritz, the story about the Rav Mikoritz, it says, Shekashira Amar HaKol Yoducha, when it says in Nishmat, all know you. Amru Imo Yachad Kol HaBri'ah Domeim Tzomeach. Amru Imo Yachad Kol HaBri'ah Domeim Tzomeach Hayu Medaber. It's brought down that when the Rav Mikoritz would say HaKol Yoducha, all praise you, that in the Kehillah they would hear the whole world joining him in praising HaKadosh Baruch. The plants, the animals, the walls of the shul, they would hear them, HaKol Yuducha, they would hear the whole world start to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him, with this great tzaddik. V'shirat Kel Adon, and you sing Kel Adon on Shabbos Kodesh. Again, not schlep through it. Not sing it like it's a dirge. Not sing it like you'd rather be anywhere else, preferably Kiddush, preferably sooner. Like, you actually say Kel Adon. You sing Kel Adon. You sing it from your neshama. It's such a beautiful niggun. Kel Adon HaKol HaMasim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the whole world. La Kel Asher Shavat Mikol HaMasim, to the God who is resting on all... He's coming to rest, and the whole world's coming to rest. Sheva Hikar Glayik Kvod Yitnu La Kel Melech Yitzirah HaKol V'Kulei. Again, every tefillah here. Ein Sofer Shiachol Levatei Shirah Kazo Mivatei Kokach Arbei Dveikut Yishogud Labrei Barach. All of Shabbos davening is just screaming out that we want to cling, we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we had a handle, I want to just, the last paragraph of Dalet. And so too, reaching back to Jeannie's point. V'chein gam tefilot ha-chagim v'yamim noraim, and so too by the chagim, so too by the yamim noraim, so too by the holidays, so too by the days of awe. Shesh Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's not about asking for things. He says right here, it's not about asking for things. It's all song and pouring out our souls before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimot filot hamusafim, like when we daven in musaf, malayish tapchut hanefesh agalut hashkina, that in musaf, of every musaf that we daven, every musaf we're saying, I wish I could bring the korban musaf, and we're mamish davening and crying. We should be crying that we don't have a beis hamikdash, and that we just want to bring a korban musaf again in the beis hamikdash. V'gaaguim shetashuvu terachem alinu va'al mikdashcha, and the deep feeling that we have, that we should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that He should have mercy on us. And on the Beis Hamikdash, v'galak v'od malchutcha alinu mehira, and that He should reveal His kingship quickly to us. O biyamim anoraim, and on the days of awe, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, shekol atfilot milei hadishtokekut litgalut hashchina, that the whole time Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're just begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal the Shechina, to reveal Himself to us. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo kivubichvodecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please reveal Your kingship. Rule over the whole world in Your glory. And if you haven't heard the Shlomo or Shlomo Nigan to that, please ask me to send it to you. It's a Nigan that will change your life. Moloch HaKol HaOlam Kivudecha. Beautiful, beautiful Nigun. To beautiful, beautiful words. Because the words are song, and the song are words, and it's all as one because we're all going up with it. We're just going up in Shira Neim Noreim. HaTfilot HaLalu HaMarak Shira Lefanav. These tefilot, it's all Shira. It's all song. We all need to start singing again. She darga el yonashel dvikut b'Hashem al yidei shira, which is this tremendously lofty level of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through song, through the song on Shabbos, through song clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.